Prabhupada,
please accept my most humble obeisances at your lotus feet, my eternal shelter. There was a time when I used to write to you almost every day, reporting my activities and seeking your guidance. Things have changed considerably since then.
Due to an extremely busy schedule, for a long time I did not do that, and I felt extremely guilty about it. No matter how busy I may be, my activities should always revolve around you, and my attachment to your lotus feet should increase with the passing of time, not decrease. Srila Prabhupada, you taught us that the best way to serve you is by serving your ISKCON. Now we can understand why you said that. This wonderful institution is your divine arrangement for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And it is through this institution that Krishna consciousness will continue to spread in every town and village all over the world, fulfilling the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it is becoming clear with the passing of time that our most important responsibility is to serve and protect your ISKCON with all our abilities and means. Since your departure from this planet, a lot has happened in our ISKCON family. In many areas, our movement has suffered considerably, while in others, it has developed most remarkably. You used to say that all forward movement takes place in waves. We can see how true that is in relation to our movement. Places that were booming in the past are facing some kind of depression today. And places where Krishna consciousness was practically absent are flourishing most wonderfully. Undoubtedly, both these phenomena are the signs of progress. You mentioned that after an acharya leaves the planet, there is bound to be crisis. With an acharya like you having left this planet, how can we expect that there won't be any crisis? Therefore, I do not want to speak about the difficulties and crises our movement is facing today. Rather, I want to inform you about how your loyal followers have successfully averted those crises and pushed this movement forward, establishing your glories in different parts of the world. Your movement is spreading most wonderfully in India today. Thousands of students from various prestigious universities are accepting your teachings and dedicating themselves completely to your mission. Many educated, intelligent and successful individuals are wholeheartedly accepting the path of Krishna Bhakti and pushing your movement forward. And as a result of that, we are experiencing a grand success all over this subcontinent. Russia and East European countries that used to be behind the Iron Curtain at one time have become the most fertile fields for Krishna consciousness. Thousands of people are becoming devotees of Krishna and fulfilling the actual purpose of the human form of life. A real Hare Krishna explosion is taking place in those countries. Recently, I was in Bangladesh. It was very enlivening to see how your teachings are being accepted by the people there. Not only the Hindus, but even the Muslims are responding to your teaching so favorably. Important people like vice chancellors of universities and high court judges all the Muslims are participating in our programs, asking pertinent questions and inviting us to their respective places to enlighten their students and colleagues. Your movement is seeing glorious progress in predominantly Muslim Middle Eastern and Southeast Asian countries also. Although we are not able to preach to the Muslims there, many of the Indians who have emigrated there are accepting the path of pure devotional service. Your movement is undoubtedly in the safe hands of your loyal successors. Many of your grand disciples are now coming forward, taking responsible positions and steering your movement very efficiently. Some of them have become GDCs, some have accepted the renounced order of life, and some others are also assuming the role of a spiritual master. It is very reassuring to see how sincerely and effectively they are carrying forward your legacy. They are our future hopes, and they give us the confidence that your mission will continue to fulfill the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is spreading all over the world very effectively. Your books are being distributed by your sincere preachers in huge numbers, and your glory is being spread in every town and village. Srila Prabhupada, please bless me that I can become an effective instrument in this wonderful mission of yours that you have established, and please allow me to be engaged in your service life after life. Your most insignificant servant, Bhakti Janaswami. Hare Krishna. So next I will request the temple president of Ujjain Temple, Ganga Narayan Das, to make his offering.
My Guru Maharaj says, There is no harm to ask permission. So there is no problem. Problem in asking the same prayer. Srila Prabhupada, I have sinned. If I pretend to be your follower, then I can gain my wisdom. That is why I am pretending as your follower. Still I pretend to be your follower in the hope that what you will rectify me and transform me to become an excellent servant of your servant.
Srila Prabhupada ki. So next I will request Priyavrata Das to make his offering. You can go in front of Prabhupada. Don't show your feet to us, please.
It is always difficult for me to express my mood on the auspicious day of your appearance. As much as I would like to glorify you with nice prayers on this day of your birth, I find myself so unqualified and insignificant. I'm a condition in the lost soul who was drowned in the ocean of defeated birth and death. I forgot my real nature and spent a great deal of life in the struggle for false salvation and losing independence from Krishna. I became immersed in the material world, but you, Srila Prabhupada, with your transcendental instructions through your books, put me there in eternity. The fact is that you picked me up from the most degraded condition and placed me in the shape of the lotus feet. Your lotus feet are my profession. You are worth of all honors, respect, and worship, because you are the representative of Lord Sri Krishna. You are his most confidential servant. You follow in the footsteps of your spiritual master, Divine Grace of his son, for me, it will always remain a mystery why and how I deserve your invaluable mercy by which you gave me real intelligence, strength, transcendental knowledge, and devotion. The best thing I can do is to follow your lotus feet, which are the best means of spiritual advancement. The most unqualified servants, they are the best.
Jai. Next I will request Shyam Mohan Prabhu to make his offering, read his offering.
Through your books, I get this energy on some level, and
Srila Prabhupada ki. Next, I will request Nanda Vraja Prabhu to make his offering.
dear Rupa, no amount of my glorifying you will be good enough to even justify the affection of your godlike achievement in this totally lost age of service. I strongly feel that you have never left us. Your so dear response will forever guide us towards our endeavor in serving and surrendering to Supreme God in this lifetime. O worshipable one, thank you for your so kind mercy in my life. I sincerely pray and hope that with your divine blessing, I could serve my spiritual master to his satisfaction forever, life after life. All glory to Jesus, O God, your most insignificant and unworthy servant of your service, Nandamayana.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Now I'll request Sudhir Bhai Goel, who came to as a guest in this program, to say something in glorifying Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Sudhir Bhai Goel recently went to the West to visit some of our temples. He went to London and Switzerland as a guest. He just got back from there.
Father, was a little down.